Hi everyone, it's Mike McCabe of Our Wisconsin Revolution with another episode of Silver Lining. It all comes down to us. The outcome of this year's elections, the fate of democracy, and the direction of our country come down to whether we believe what we see with our own eyes and trust what we feel in our gut. Our ability to do this is being severely tested because the president is desperate. He has good reason to be. It's hard to find anyone who thinks 2020 has been a good year. It's hard to find anyone who's feeling upbeat right now about what's going on in our society and how the country is doing. The president is a lot of things. He's not blind. He can see all this, and that leaves him desperate. Anyone who endured the trauma of watching on September 29th what was billed as a debate but was anything but can't be blamed for feeling like they had just been assaulted. We all were assaulted. The assault was by design. The principal assailant's chances for re-election hinge on battering our senses and convincing enough of us not to believe what we are seeing and not to trust what we are feeling. He doesn't need to convince a majority of Americans. He doesn't even need to convince a majority of those who bother to vote. Remember, we don't elect presidents by national popular vote. He'll win some states by wide margins. He'll lose others by even bigger margins. He'll lose the national popular vote by a lot. Doesn't matter. The election will be decided by who gets more than 50% of the vote in the few remaining states. To hold on to power, he has to invent an alternative reality and find enough buyers for what he is selling. He needs us to question our own instincts and doubt our own judgment. He needs us to think that maybe the economy really was great before the pandemic hit. He needs us to forget that there were already grotesque levels of economic inequality. He needs us to forget that the rich were getting richer, the poor were getting poorer, and the middle class was fast shrinking even before the coronavirus made it here. He needs us to be blind to the plain truth that America botched the response to the pandemic worse than any country and has suffered far more casualties than any other nation. He needs us to forget how stressed out so many of us were before the pandemic about not being able to afford anyone in the family getting sick and needing medical attention. Millions had no health insurance. Millions more had useless insurance with deductibles and copays so high they had to pay for all their care out of pocket and their pockets were empty. He needs us to forget how we felt when we saw that video of a police officer with his knee on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. He needs us to think the raging wildfires on the West Coast and one hurricane after another pounding the southern border are not telltale signs of climate catastrophe, but merely the result of poor forest management, or atmospheric accidents, or just fake news. Ending the national nightmare we're having depends on enough of us being able to see this mirage for what it is. Along with selling us an alternative reality, he has to make politics seem so repulsive, so painful, that enough people will throw up their hands in disgust and walk away. He and his allies have used every trick in the book to suppress the vote. The way he behaved in that so-called debate is another one of those tricks. He was not only trying to knock his opponent off balance with his bullying and badgering, he was aiming to shrink the electorate. Waking the country from this national nightmare depends on enough of us flocking instead of fleeing. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, this is Mike McCabe.